Ninatzeach LeDavid LeHaskir is a mizmor in which David HaMelech is writing not his story, but speaking for Am Yisrael, who will say, Reboine Shalom, it's time to save us. Why? Because in the previous chapter, he described the scenario of Am Yisrael coming back to their homeland, rebuilding the country, even before the Yeshua, before the ultimate redemption, saying, you built this country, you brought in the sheep, now where is the shepherd? Is the shepherd necessarily David, or is it the Shechina returning to Eretz Yisrael itself, because the Shechina is still in Golos? Whether it's the Shechina or whether it's Moshiach ben David, who also needs to come now and therefore make the resettlement, the return to Eretz Yisrael, to reestablishing our homeland, a permanent and secure arrangement in front of all of the nations. But in the meantime, comes the rest of our mizmor. And this mizmor begins as follows, Elohim. And unlike what was written in the 40th chapter, and I will show you the comparison, there is a word missing, which is why I put three dots. God, lehatzileni, to save me. Hashem, leezrati chusha. Hashem, rush to my aid. I want to compare this to what was written in the 40th Psalm. Look carefully. There it's written, Retze Hashem lehatzileni. God, I want to save me. Hashem leezrati chusha, God, rush to my aid. I want you to do it because you want to. But the verb is missing here. In addition, it says here Elohim in the beginning, and it continues with Hashem. Whereas in chapter 40, it only used Yutke Vavke throughout, without Elohim Midas Hadin. As a result, some of our Mefoshim, particularly the Alshecha Kodesh, argues as follows. Elohim Midas Hadin, and the word is missing here. But what is missing is as follows. Because you're the God of justice, because of what we suffered, because of our golos, because of how other nations are, by matter of midas hadin, by matter of what is right, you must save us. But he dare not say it. So there is in the lead a missing word. He doesn't dare say, you must. He doesn't dare say, you are obligated, you promised. Instead, he says, to save us. Says Radak, the word chusha, rush, goes for both. It should be read, Lehatzileni Hashem, Leezrati Chusha. To save me, God, to aid me, God, rush, hurry, don't wait any longer. But the Alshech HaKodesh adds an additional comment, and he tells us as follows. He says, you know, God, I know that you will ultimately save us. you will come to our aid. But you will do so, unfortunately, by midas hadin, when we deserve it, when we turn to you, when we prove our fealty to you. Well, I can't wait that long. Therefore, he turns instead not to midas hadin, but to midas harachamim, to the quality of God that's unconditional love. Whether we deserve it or not, le'ezrati chusha. I know you'll do it eventually. Please, rush it now. We can't wait any longer. On what basis does the Al-Sheikh do this? Precisely the same medrash that Rashi cited. Because in that medrash, there's a referral to the 69th Psalm. In the 69th Psalm, it says as follows, Ki Elokim Yoshia Tzion. It is the Midas Hadin that will save Tzion and rebuild the cities of Yehuda. And then they will come and sit there, dwell there, and ultimately inherit it. And who will then deserve it to make it their permanent homes? Zera Avadav, the grandchildren of those who serve God. But what about the Jews that are disaffected? What about the Jews that are disalienated? What about the Jews that have turned their backs on Yiddishkeit? For that, says the Al-Sheikh, comes our mizmor and says we can't wait for us to become servants. Don't wait for us to be good and deserve it. Don't wait for us to take the first steps. Please, God, lehatzilenu. That's why you have the following, Hashiveinu Hashem v'nashuva. Take us back, and then we will do tshuva. Take us back first. Be the first one out of love, because so many of us have lost our faith. Elokim, and therefore the word is missing. Yevoshu v'yachperu mevakshei nafshi. Put to shame, humiliate those that wanted to kill me and sought to take my life. Yisogu achol v'yikarmu. Let them retreat and bury their heads in shame. Those that yearned, wanted nothing more than what is bad for me, wanted to see my downfall. If you notice carefully, this entire mizmor is written in first person. To some, this was a case of David speaking about himself. But in the context of Mizmorim Samach Tet and Ayin, this is nothing more than David HaMelech bespeaking his people. As the shepherd of his people, he speaks of them in their name. So Lehatzileni, to save me, is not the individual, it's me, Am Yisrael. And those that seek to kill us, those that want genocide, those that scream, Etbach el Yahud, slaughter the Jews, have them retreat in shame. Yashuvu al Ekev Boshtam, make them turn on their heels in shame. Now I want to show you something remarkable here. The word yashuvu, to go back, retreat, like isogo acho, is simply the letters transposed to the word busha, the same letters. Yevoshu, Yashuvu, Boshtam. Ha'omrim. Who should be put to shame? Who should have to turn around and eat their words? Those that said, ach, ach. Now you've heard this before. You've heard this before several places. You heard it in Tehillim, Lamed Hei, in the 35th Psalm. Vayarchivu alai pihem. They widen their mouths against me, saying, ha'ach, ha'ach, rata einenu. Yay, hurrah, hurrah, for what our eyes have seen. Our enemies cheer as the bombs fall. They cheer when Jewish blood pours. They have no conscience. They call out, ha'ach, ha'ach. To some, this word means nothing more than a cry of happiness. Says Rashi, ha'ach comes from the word chedva, one of the words for joy in Hebrew. But it is not just any kind of joy. It is something called simcha la'ed. In German, Schadenfreude, the joy of seeing the downfall of your enemies. So when they see Jewish blood pouring, they scream out in joy and throw out candies to the children. Ha'ach, ha'ach. Malbim, however, argues that the word ha'ach is in fact nothing more than a confirmation, an applause. It's like, yay! And it can be for a good thing or for a bad thing. It can be given either way, he argues. But he says that the term really means, I confirm, yay, yay, yes, it's good, it's yay, yay. And what is the confirmation? Says he, the confirmation here was that people screamed out when David suffered and said, he deserves it. He deserves it. They have coming it to them. They have it coming to them. Like the enemies of our people who, when the bombs fall, go and cheer. For the enemies that we have in Congress that cheer when Hamas throws bombs. Ha'ach, ha'ach. Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch argues differently. He thinks that the word is not from the word simcha or from the word chedva, but that it actually comes from the word brother, brother. And it is a call to a brother to come see, come see. Ha'ach, brother, brother, come witness, come witness. Particularly what? The downfall of one's enemies. It is not sufficient that our enemies kill us. It is that they are cheered on by others who are called to join with them and cheer them on. So they are brothers to those who are our enemies, who wish to kill us, who wish to see our downfall. Yasisu v'yismechu b'cha kol mevakshecha. And now comes the counterpoint. They rejoice to see the downfall. They are brothers to our enemies. But we will rejoice with Hashem. Who? All that seek you. I want you to look carefully. They seek my death. We seek God. We seek Hashem. Mevakshei Hashem. We are mevakshecha. It's not what they want to have. It's what they don't want us to have. It's not the freedom that they want for themselves. It's the death and oppression that they want for us. We, on the other hand, will someday rejoice with God, kol mevakshecha. And we will always say, vayomru tamid, and we will always say, yigdal Elokim. They say, ha'ach, ha'ach, and we say, God will be exalted. Midas hadin will be exalted. There will ultimately be justice. Who say it? Ohavei Yeshuatecha. Those that love not the salvation that the UN will bring, that the United States will bring, but that the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring. But in the meantime, Ve'ani, as for me, this is not just David. David wrote it for us, Lehaskir, to remind us, so that we should say it as a nation. I remain Ani Ve'evion. And I don't mean simply a matter of poverty in the bank account. I don't mean the fact that I need a handout. I mean the poverty of no real friends. Of the fact that we remain utterly and completely alone. Ki ein lanu, we have nobody upon whom to rely. Ela al avinu shebashamayim, except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elokim chushali, please God, rush to me, come back to me. How long can I remain alone? So I brought you here the Alshech, the language of the Alshech, based on Yalkut Shimoni. Hine amar, look, hine midas adin, muchan li hatzileni. Even the midah, even the quality of judgment, of law, is willing to save me. Why? Because when I stand in the court of law, if there was an impartial judge, and I took Am Yisrael and the other nations on a scale, we would still come out okay. Because the worst of us is still better than them. Ve'im ken yomarna Yisrael, and as a result, Israel must say now, Eizo hatavata aseli midas harachamim. If I am justified in my war, if I am right in defending myself, if I have committed no crime in the eyes of a godly judgment, what good is it, midas harachamim? Why do I need God's mercy? Why do I need His unconditional kindness? For one reason only. Halohu lemaher adavar. It's to rush it. Because I don't want to wait any longer. It's been too long. It's over 2,000 years. Vezehu Hashem le'ezrati chusha. Please God, rush to my aid. Vishiur adavar, and what this song, what this mizmor wants us to read is as follows. Elokim kvar muchan lehatzileni. The midas hadin is already ready to save me. Therefore, please God, leezrati chusha. Don't wait any longer. Make it happen now. Send the Moshiach now, genigshoin, we've suffered enough. Enough Jewish blood has already been poured. Ezri umefaltiata. You, God, are my aid. You are my refuge. Hashem altacha. Please, God, don't be late. Don't be late. I want to see it in my lifetime.